This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Over the past few decades, ATMs and online accounts have just about killed the drive-through window at the bank. And that's been bad for the companies that sell pneumatic tubes. You know, with the canisters you put your check and deposit slip in and then they get whisked away by air pressure. But there is a new market for pneumatic tubes, and it's green, as in cannabis. Matthew Algio has the story.
There's a scene in Elf where Buddy discovers the wonders of the mailroom's pneumatic tube and gets his head sucked onto it.
That is marvelous. How that...
Oh, it's very sucky. It's very...
Elf might be a fairy tale, but once upon a time, pneumatic tubes really were a big deal.
The golden age of pneumatic tubes was the late 19th into the early 20th century.
Holly Cruz is a communications professor at Rogers State University in Oklahoma, and she studies obsolete technologies. Back then, she says major cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. had miles of underground pneumatic tubes.
Pneumatic tube infrastructure was a way to quickly transport messages, both the mail and telegraph messages, in urban areas, bypassing the slow traffic on the streets.
In 1900, Postmaster General Charles Emery Smith said, "It wouldn't be surprising to see, quote, the extension of the pneumatic tube system to every house." Alas, modern improvements like the telephone and highways killed that idea, but the tubes are still used in hospitals for moving medications and specimens. And in recent years, another industry has led to a bump in sales, cannabis dispensaries.
Business changes, but a lot stays the same. You know, there's always some sort of physical product that needs to be transported, and that's what pneumatic tubes does.
Matthew Kelly is a sales rep for his family's company, Kelly Systems, which has been in the pneumatic tube business since 1904. He says the systems are becoming common in cannabis dispensaries.
To move the product from their vault to the retail floor is a very controlled and policed system in the dispensaries. And, you know, you can either have somebody doing that or, you know, a system like this where it can't be interrupted or tampered with.
Also, pneumatic tubes are just kind of fun.
And then we'll recall the canister. Super fast. I love it.
In Riverside, New Jersey, Scott Rutter demonstrates the pneumatic tube system at his cannabis dispensary, Township Green. It's in an old bank, and customers can pick up their pot without getting out of the car. They order ahead online, pull up to the drive-thru, and send their ID through the tube.
Once we get their stuff, we get their order together, we then send it back in.
There's a cool factor to it, I think.
It's totally cool. That's what it is. It's a cool factor. You're just, you know, particularly those of us who are old enough to really enjoy pneumatic tubes, like that whole experience, our entire lives, it's only been cash and checks, you know, from sitting in the back seat of your mom's car, and then you're doing it as an adult, and then all of a sudden, it's weed now.
Rutter says it's not how he expected to be using pneumatic tubes in 2024. So is this the beginning of their second golden age? Probably not. But in many cities, the tubes are still underground, so you never know. Take note, however, in Washington, D.C., the exact location of the pneumatic tube network is classified. I'm Matthew Algio for Marketplace.